Thank you and welcome to the first episode of the Executive Edge Audio Experience. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen and I hope you're having a great day wherever you may be listening from. This is the place where we'll talk about business, branding, personal development, among other things. If you're anything like me, sometimes you prefer just to listen to interesting content instead of reading it. Each episode, we'll dive into a topic or an article that I publish that hopefully you'll find interesting. For our first show, we'll cover the topic of personal branding. We'll talk about 5 ways you can build a strong personal brand while also expanding your network. This is something I've spent a lot of time talking about with friends and colleagues. After I published this article on Forbes, I got a lot of good feedback about it and would love your thoughts on it as well. I wanted to share it here, make it easier for you to dive into. And since you probably haven't read the article and you don't want to hear my voice over the whole podcast, I'm actually enlisting the help of one of my fearless readers to voice over the article. Helping me out today is Jennifer. Thanks, Jennifer, for stepping up to the challenge. Why don't we jump right in?
Thanks, Mark. The title of today's article is 5 Ways to Simultaneously Build a Strong Personal Brand and Expand Your Network. Let's get started. For business professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring influencers, the road to success may be partially dependent on your ability to build a strong personal brand and establish an extensive network. Being visible, relevant, known, and connected can make all the difference. But who has time to effectively do these things while juggling a traditional 9-to-5 job, family, and hobbies? I used to think of the ideas of brand building and networking as separate yet complementary efforts. However, they don't have to be. I would dedicate nights or weekends to meeting up with industry colleagues, attending conferences, and getting introductions to new people, all in hopes of expanding my network. Separately, I would spend more time writing, engaging on social media, and doing countless things to try to grow my brand. Realizing this wasn't the most effective way to approach these things, I did some digging and found ways to align actions and activities to make progress against both of these goals at the same time. While I haven't implemented all of these ideas yet, I'm actively working towards a number of them. Here are 5 effective strategies you can use to build yourself a stronger personal brand while simultaneously growing your business and personal network. Start an interview-style podcast. Podcasts have exploded in today's culture, with abundant content available on practically any topic. For those aspiring to grow their name and network, there are few ways as effective as podcasting, and more specifically, interview podcasting. Doing podcast interviews with people you admire or want to meet creates a strategic win-win scenario. It gives both parties more visibility to a broader audience and enables you to build a relationship with that person. Furthermore, it allows you to designate the topics and themes you want to discuss so that you get portrayed as an emerging voice or thought leader on your topics of choice. One example where I see this strategy being executed well is the School of Greatness podcast, where lifestyle entrepreneur Lewis Howes interviews successful business people, industry leaders, and high-performing athletes. After listening to a few episodes, you can clearly observe how Lewis furthers his personal credibility, knowledge, and brand association. He does this while simultaneously expanding the names and numbers in his address book. The common rebuttal I've heard about why someone wouldn't start a podcast is that they don't know how to start or what tools to use, fearing the process is too complex. Thanks to free and easy-to-use tools like Anchor.fm, you can create, manage, and distribute content directly from your phone or computer without training or additional products. At this point, few reasons not to try it if you have something to talk about. Organize local meetups. Face-to-face interactions are still a thing. While we all spend much of our day with our heads buried in our phones, we still have a longing for meeting people in real life. Doing this in a space where shared ideas or interests can be discussed is even better. Meetup.com and similar platforms make it really easy to organize local events for practically any topic of interest. By being the organizer and initial voice, you immediately gain thought leadership credit, which strengthens your brand while also allowing yourself to meet countless like-minded people. Host private group dinners. Similar to hosting meetups or events, A more intimate and often more effective way to gain branding and networking credibility is by hosting private dinners for small groups. This strategy enables you to bring people together who may share common interests into an environment of food and socialization, disarming people and encouraging open dialogue. Recognize that the selection of the venue, day, time, and audience will all play a role in defining what your brand is as the organizer. Selecting somewhere too fancy or too casual may signal something that you don't intend to. I've been involved in multiple dinners like this that went well because people understood the purpose and were excited about the venue. Find the sweet spot for the right number of people you want to attend that will allow everyone to engage. However, you don't want it too big or small where people can feel isolated or the center of attention. Go all in on LinkedIn. Arguably the most obvious yet underutilized idea of the five strategies involves LinkedIn. By now, we all know how LinkedIn fits into the ethos of professional reputations, yet most people still don't take advantage of its full potential. LinkedIn has over 500 million members and an estimated 40% of the active users log onto the platform daily, according to data from the Content Agency Foundation. Creating LinkedIn content and deeply engaging a relevant audience is one of the most practical ways to build or strengthen your brand while also helping you grow the number of people in your social circle. Jake Dunlap, CEO of Scaled, is an exceptional example of what winning looks like from using this strategy. He went from relative obscurity online to tens of thousands of followers on the platform. When I asked him his thoughts on LinkedIn as a brand building and networking tool, his response was clear. Quote, "For me, it's about giving value versus giving value with an ask attached at all times," end quote, Dunlap said. Quote, "I don't talk about my company 24/7. I talk about the space and trends I see in sales and marketing. Then, if people resonate with it, they reach out organically. We have closed hundreds of thousands of dollars in business from organic direct messages because of it in less than a year. Should be well over a million this year," end quote. Contribute to industry publications. You earn the title of thought leader or expert in a given industry after you've gained credibility in a market and deliver new ideas that are valuable. Some leaders earn these accolades by contributing to industry publications through articles and op-eds, then eventually go on to do things like speaking engagements and other events. What logically happens through this process is continuous reinforcement of their brand. Over time, more people will strive to get in contact with them or become part of their network after consuming their content. I would challenge you to consider this last strategy as a core option to help you accomplish your branding and networking goals. Countless publications are constantly looking for contributors to help populate their corpus of content. I've leveraged this approach and find it extremely useful. For example, by writing this piece for Forbes, it's enabled me to hopefully add credence to my brand while also expanding my network to include folks like Jake Dunlap, who previously I only had loose connections with. What do you think? Did I miss other key strategies that you have used? While this list is not exhaustive by any stretch of the imagination, it does provide a path to more efficient brand building and networking. If you've successfully leveraged one of these tactics or something else to both expand your network and build your brand, I would love to hear more about what tips and tricks you use to do it. Send me a direct message.